This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Cleary is with us on the WBEN Liveline from the UB School of Management. Cybersecurity is in the spotlight with this Signal breach in Washington. Kevin, you know, with this breach and everything that we're hearing about it, what should we know about messaging apps like Signal?
Yeah, that's a really great question to start off with. Thanks again for having me, guys. For starters, let's tackle the word, the B word, breach, for a second. One of the things lawyers have always advised me on is don't use the B word, the breach, unless you know it's a breach. And in this case, there's been no breach. There has been the app Signal, which has kind of come into the spotlight here, is a good app for these kinds of for privacy in general, for what we call end-to-end encryption. And so the app itself or how it functions or the security characteristics of the Signal app, it is really not the concern here. The app is a very good app for doing things like end-to-end encryption. You know, I think the concern here is just the inappropriate use of that app for what is either deemed to be classified or sensitive, classified materials or sensitive conversations in which there's other kinds of DoD systems, more highly secured DoD systems, to really be having those types of conversations on. But again, I want to reiterate, this isn't an issue with the app itself. It was just an inappropriate use case of this particular Signal app.
It is kind of hard to, you know, a lot of people use these, but a lot more people don't use any sort of, they just use the text messaging or whatever, iMessage, whatever it is on your phone to kind of convey that. This isn't necessarily somebody hacking into or a system or getting out another way, but it's inadvertently adding somebody to this. How easily can somebody be added to one of these messaging groups? Or, I mean, does it have to be a concerted effort? Do you have to pick somebody out, or can it be like an oopsie?
It's an oopsie. It is the latter. Frankly, guys, I literally made the same mistake yesterday, not using Signal, but using a different app where I meant to, you know, message somebody, and I clicked in the wrong window and sent it to the wrong person. We've all done it. The majority of listeners, I'm sure, have either sent a text message to the wrong person, replied to the wrong group chat, sent an email to somebody that had the same first name as an unintended recipient. And so these mistakes kind of happen. And that is why when we're talking about more high stakes types of communications or activities at the federal level, there are systems in place to kind of mitigate that and make sure that we're not making those accidental disclosures because, heaven forbid, we've typed in a wrong name or autocomplete guessed the wrong answer for us. You know, the other, and by the way, we're talking about, let's go beyond the standard use cases that you or I or, you know, a lot of our listeners would probably be leveraging this app for. We're talking about a federal level policy conversation that had high stakes potential kinetic impact on the battlefield. And so this level, and it didn't turn out that way, thank God. But, you know, this level of risk then kicks us into a high gear where we say, look, the level of cybersecurity that is appropriate for most listeners, you know, most of us day to day, is not appropriate when we're talking about those types of high stakes, high risk communications.
You know, one person that was on this chat, in this group chat, was in Russia at the time. Would that make it any more dangerous where this person was for penetration?
Yes. Yes, I mean, in general, you know, the big security risk here, cybersecurity risk at the end of the day, was not the use of Signal, because Signal does a very good job at kind of encrypting in flight as that message is being transmitted. There's security being added to that. The security concerns here are the endpoints, most likely smart devices, but with Signal that can also be laptops, desktops, things like that. And so any smart device is a relatively soft target, regardless of where you are in the world. Now you put your spot into you put yourself into a spot of the world where, look, there's a lot of geopolitical tension right now. There's a lot of intelligence gathering and reward that can and payout that can be done from going after those types of devices. And so, yes, I think this just adds to the overall risk at the end of the day. In this case, in this particular instance, there was no disclosure that changed the impact on how these attacks occurred. This was a policy conversation that frankly, the administration had already been telescoping a little bit. I think the biggest political fallout from this will be some of the comments made about European allies. My bigger concern, though, is what don't we know about at this point? What types of Signal conversations are going on where there wasn't an editor from The Atlantic or the news media accidentally added? We don't know what we don't know at this point in terms of other kinds of conversations that potentially, you know, threat actors could be privy to at this point.
Yeah, really interesting there. You know, I want to, before we let you go, the idea of using an app like this, a lot of people might have no interest, but we were, you know, kind of warned by the FBI not that long ago just to never text anybody because, you know, I guess China can read every single one of them. They've hacked into our communication systems enough to make that possible. I mean, would you recommend that just regular people use this for messaging?
I think look at the level of risk. My wife and I are in a household that is multi-operating system. She's an Android. I'm an iOS user. We make it work at the end of the day. And so there is that risk, you know, when we text each other that, geez, maybe somebody's looking at this. But then I think, does somebody really want however many pictures of our cat that we send each other on a given day? And so, you know, a lot of it comes down to the riskiness of things that you're texting. Security and encryption measures have been added to the text messaging systems. A lot of folks will use things like either Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp is really a big one, and Signal is a big one too. And so what I kind of encourage people to use these apps for or how to decide which apps to use is think about the level of risk. Think about what you're transmitting. You know, if it's innocuous information, I don't have too much concern over it. If it's going to be more sensitive types of things, that's then when I'll use WhatsApp or something like Signal.
Kevin, great to talk with you again. Thank you so much.